95.7 The Hog, The Morning Hog. Hey, it's Morning Hog Happy Hour. Riggs, Steve, Josh,
SR Parrot, Greg Wops Hops.
Woo! Hey, Greg, where can we find the Wops Hops Brewery?
Well, we are conveniently located at 419 South Sanford Avenue in downtown, historic, beautiful downtown Sanford.
Listen to that.
One of the OGs, too, right? The OG.
Yeah, I was the first brewery to open up in Sanford back in 2014. Right. And now we have five breweries in downtown Sanford.
Copycats, that's fine.
You know who used to go there before he worked in the beer industry?
Who's that?
I met Greg before I was in this industry.
One time I went over to the West End Trading Company to see a show. And I saw this thing called Wops Hops. I was like, I don't even know what that is. But I was like, I think I want to taste it. And then now I know. Right? Now I found out.
Now we're friends.
Now we're friends. Right? And now we can go to Tuffy's Music Box and hold hands. Wait, that's weird. I don't want to do that. All right. So you had brought us some mystery flavors on the first side. And now we've got the traditional fleet of these beautiful Wops Hops products that we can get everywhere, right?
Absolutely. But again, the website's the quickest, fastest, easiest way to do it.
He's talking about srprod.com/beerfinder. Just type it in on your phone. You can do it on your phone. If you have an internet. If you don't have that, I don't know how you get to it. But so, what should we try here?
I mean, I brought the three cores that we currently can. The Paradiso Coconut Blonde Ale. That is my beach boat beer.
Look out! Nice, crisp. Love it.
Steve is all over
that. I love it.
Thank you. You know that light coconut. It's like pop that open, and I'm like, I'm somewhere in a tropical island.
It's an escape beer, I like to call it. I'm somewhere else.
Next beer is something I'm very proud of. Veterans Pride American Pale Ale. Mm-hmm. All the ingredients I use in this beer is all sourced in the United States.
Yes.
I am a veteran, and it's just a beer, a style that I really love. And the fact that I could say thank you to my brothers and sisters. I made this beer for you.
Brilliant. It's a brilliant idea.
Thank you for your service.
And bring it, and great tasting, too.
Both of you.
Yeah.
What would you serve in?
Army.
That's okay.
Yeah.
Nice.
If he could, he'd come over and pat you on the head now.
Yeah, I'm a nice guy. I would do that for you.
No, I meant Greg pat you on the head. Like, oh, all right.
Okay.
Army, it's fine.
True story. I could just break off from the next beer. So in high school, when I was being recruited, it was down to Army or Navy. And then the Navy recruiter was like, well, you know, if you want to eat your meals in a wet foxhole out of a bag, then the Army's for you. But, you know, you join the Navy and, you know, you have your own rack and you get four hot meals a day.
Wow.
You get to travel around the world. And I was like, sign me up.
Sounds beautiful.
Sold you.
Oh, yeah. I
sold you.
He lied to you.
No, I did. Everything he said came true.
I didn't sit in a wet foxhole eating food out of a bag.
He does now. But.
What great cities did you get to go to, though?
A city in Kansas.
Okay, there you go. There you go. Well, you
sure that's not a foxhole?
I'm sure. Okay.
By the way, you missed the part where Greg almost fell out of his chair here in Kansas. It's fine.
Yeah.
We're not in Kansas anymore.
No, thank God.
Steve's not either, thank God, because we can all enjoy this together.
All right.
And then my favorite. This is you can call this a Riggs beer if you want to. It's fine.
I can put that on the label.
It's fine.
Now.
Riggs certified.
Yeah, absolutely. That's my jam right there.
So this is the Hopsick Waste Hazy Wheat Double IPA.
Oh, my God. So you speak of my language.
Yep. Yeah, this is a nice one. Very proud of this one. And the artwork on these cans all are done by my wife.
Right.
Really?
Yeah. She's
holy smokes, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Wow.
She touché. She designed for a guy, some guy in music.
Jimmy Buffet?
Yeah.
Buffet, right? Yeah. Buffett. Jimmy Buffett.
I know Jimmy Buffet.
Yeah, Jimmy Buffett, yeah.
Good guy.
Yeah. Solid guy.
So, she worked for Jimmy for 20 years, designing all merchandise throughout the world. So, I get to have all the artwork for free.
Right. Complimentary. That's the way to do it right there. No charge.
All right. So, Paradiso.
Yeah. Now, by the way, you said you recently went to Scotland.
I did.
You expected to encounter all of these exotic, or maybe not exotic, what you would expect for European beers. And instead, you got a lot of this stuff.
It was, I was running all over Scotland.
Yeah.
And I'm asking, I would like a porter. I would like an ESB. I would like, you know, a local stout, not the usual stouts that everyone.
Yeah.
It was all American style beers, hazy IPAs, sours, Yeah, it was fruited beers. I was like, I just want a nice dark beer.
Scottish.
Well, it's one of those shows you the power of what's going on over here in the States, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Mm. We revere those European beers, but in the end, this is what they're drinking too. So
yummy.
Does it not put you on the beach?
Yes, it does.
Yeah, you guys can wake me up later.
Mm. Josh, wake up.
I'm gonna put on some sunscreen just for safety. You guys.
Yeah. You are
light
haired, light up.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of lights in here. Yeah.
Want to get your back?
Yeah, thank you.
Got you.
Well, please, thank you. Should we go down the line?
Should go down the line.
We should let everybody know. I mean, we want to make sure people understand that when they go to these great accounts to get these beers, they're getting quality flavor. Look at that.
Okay. I got beer on the mic. Sorry about that.
It's all right. No, believe me, it's not the first time. Steve's got weirder things on that mic than beer.
On this particular one?
Yes.
Oh,
yeah. 100%. God.
Yeah.
100%.
He had what we call a fettuccine Alfredo accident on one of them. It's fine. We wiped it off before you got here.
Yeah, I mean,
was he drinking it?
We lost an hour of
the middle of it, or?
He wasn't drinking at all. We were watching Price is Right. Okay.
Okay.
Now, this
right.
is great.
American Pale Ale. Real pretty. Nice, clear, crisp beer. Beer-flavored beer. This is just straight. No adjuncts, no additives. It's all malt, hops, yeast, and water.
In a nutshell, IPA, APA, what's the difference?
The IBU, International Bittering Unit, is how we bitter beer.
Right.
We rate the bitters, and that's lower than an IPA.
Okay. All right. So more accessible for somebody who might not be an IPA fan or doesn't know what that flavor would be. You can come over to this.
Or who doesn't like IPAs.
Yeah, that too. Yep. There are a lot of those people. I don't know who they are. They're not my friends.
They're not in this room.
They're out there.
They're out there. They are out there. Well, we love you. Just not quite as much as everybody else, but it's fine.
Mm. Yes.
Yes. Salute to that.
Okay. And this is for all who have served.
Yes.
And for all that support those who serve.
Oh, salute to that. Cheers. That's a great one. Absolutely. Cheers. All right. And then finally,
your fave.
Rig Special.
Oh, yeah.
And
I really do. The artwork on this one is
the best flavor, but it's also the best looking can. Like, I want a shirt. I don't know why I don't have a shirt that has that on it yet. Do I need to call your wife? Is that what's going to happen to make this happen?
Yes, you do.
Okay, all right.
Actually, this is less bitter than the Veterans Pride.
Yes, I will agree with you on that.
So the key to a hazy IPA is that we put in the hops towards the end of the boil, or what we call dry hopping in the fermentation. So that you get more flavor and aroma than bitterness.
Got to. Okay.
So a lot of people who don't like IPAs like this because it's like, wow, it has so much flavor and it's not so bitter.
Right.
So yeah, this is a double IPA, so it's 7.5 alcohol.
Ooh.
But again, so you want to be. It doesn't taste like
boozy, no,
and not a palate wrecker at all. Yeah. I'm not. I feel like I could taste anything after this. I'd be good to go still. So,
but three tall boys, and you know, you don't want to die.
No, yeah, exactly. Yeah, srprot.com/beerfinder. That's right. Greg, it's always good to see you.
Thanks for having me.
It's even better to come out. We need to get to. Well, let's make a road trip to Sanford.
Let's do it.
Done.
Steve, you be the DD, and then, you know, Josh and I will get in the back seat.
Oh, he didn't like that.
Oh, boy. He didn't like that.
Nah, we'll call an Uber. You're still paying for it, though.
Yeah. All right. Give him more beer.
All right.
It's Morning Hog Brew Review on 95.7 The Hog. Cheers.
Cheers.
Cheers.